Let's start with the presentation, which will be given, as usual, by the CEO, Mr. František Řezáč.
Good afternoon.
And the CFO, Mr. Marián Rašík.
Good afternoon.
For those of you who don't have the presentation in front of you, you will find it on our website in section Investors and Media, subsection Financial Results and Presentations. And now let me hand over to Mr. Řezáč.
Thank you, Jan. Good afternoon again, ladies and gentlemen. The results for the third quarter were in line with our expectations. They were supported by the development in the polymer prices, which retreated from their highs. Also, new production line was fully operational for the first full quarter, and this led to record production figures. On the other hand, expenses related to the stock option plan weighed on the result. EBITDA has reached 10.3 million euro. As for the rest of the year, I expect good sales and production and not much volatility on polymer prices. I am therefore confident that we will be able to fulfill our target for this year. Now I will hand over to Marián, who will guide you through the financial part of the presentation.
Thank you, František. So let me focus on the key highlights of the third quarter. Our revenue in the third quarter amounted to 55.7 million euro, which is higher compared to the same period last year. The sales were positively impacted by the year-on-year increase in polymer prices, and the sales in tonnage terms slightly increased also. EBITDA reached 10.3 million euro and adjusted for the effect of Varan's revaluation amounted to 12.3 million, which is 10.9% up year on year. In the third quarter, production reached almost 28 kilotons and this represented the best quarterly production figure in the company's history. For the rest of the year, production should hold steady because we do not plan any further regular annual maintenance shutdowns before the year end. Net profit for the third quarter amounted to 0.7 million euro, which meant a decrease in year-on-year comparison mainly due to unrealized FX losses. Now let's skip to the next slide. Let's skip the next slide and take a look at the more detailed statement of comprehensive income. Operational performance and the two main aspects, positive impact from the polymer pass-through and negative impact from Varan's revaluation, have been already addressed. So with respect to the items below EBITDA, the depreciation expense grew due to the fact that the new production line was put in use at the end of the second quarter. The unrealized FX losses were in line with the ongoing weakening of USD against euro, which negatively impacts the revaluation of the intracompany loan received by the Egyptian subsidiary. The interest expense for the third quarter was comparable to the previous quarters following the issue of new bonds in January this year. Lastly, income tax expense also remained stable in comparison with the previous quarters. So let's skip to slide number 8, please. The development in sales spread by products shows a stable proportion with the majority of sales realized in the hygiene segment. The split by geography shows a decline in the deliveries to countries outside Europe, which reflects the customer mix and their needs to determine the production plans to be supplied. The cost composition traditionally remains very stable. A higher proportion of staff costs is related to the impact from Varan's revaluation. On the other hand, the lower proportion of electricity is due to the decrease in the power price year on year. Similarly to the cost composition, the balance sheet also keeps a fairly steady structure. As such, I would only comment on the net debt figure, which went down by 1.7 million euro from the previous quarter and stood at 167.7 million euro. At the same time, the positive fair value of cross-currency swaps related to the bonds issued in CZK effectively reduces the value of net debt to euro 161.5 million. Net debt EBITDA ratio increased to 3.85 at the end of the third quarter. The net debt figure in the coming quarter will be affected by the dividend payment and by the dividend payment of almost 11.4 million euro, which was distributed in October, and by a coupon on the public bond issue of almost 2.8 million euro, which was paid out in November. Our cash position remains strong with a balance of 73 million euro, and we are not using any bank credit facilities at the end of the third quarter. The next slide. As far as to the cash flow statement, it reflects what has already been pointed out, so let me skip to the next slide, which is CapEx development. As far as our investments are concerned, in the 9 months and the third quarter, the expansion CapEx was related to the finishing of the new production line in Znojmo and to the investment into the new production line in South Africa. Now let me hand back over to František, who will be talking about the update of our guidance for the rest of the year and the dividend payout.
Thank you, Maja. The results achieved in the first 9 months of 2017 and the outlook for the rest of the year lead us to confirm our guidance we set for EBITDA this year within the range of 43 to 50 million euros. In terms of outlook for CapEx, we are comfortable not to exceed the given guidance of 30 million euros. With regards to the outlook for the next year, the sales negotiations were successfully finished, almost finished, and all our capacity should be sold out. Dividends, based on the resolution of the annual general meeting, a dividend of 1.3 euro per share was paid out on 26th of October 2017. The total dividend payout amounted to about 11.4 million euro. This is the end of our presentation, and we are now ready to ask for your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel that request, please press the hash key. Once again, that's star 1 if you wish to ask a question. There are no questions at this time. As a reminder, it's star 1 if you wish to ask a question. There are no questions at the moment.
If there are no questions, then I would like to thank you for your attention and see and hear you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.